name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. It's coming. Oh, no. Just when you were thinking, I haven't even finished polishing off the Christmas leftovers, now we're on our way to giving up all of the stuff that we would have enjoyed, the roast beast, as we get ready with Zacchaeus Sunday into this Lenten journey, the pre-Lenten Sunday that will take us to Lent, which is going to begin Monday, March 4th, actually the Sunday evening, March 3rd, with Forgiveness Vespers. And with that in mind, I think it's really ironic that we would begin the gospel of Zacchaeus, we would use that gospel to begin Great Lent as a sort of a way to gently prepare us. It's ironic because Zacchaeus was anything but prepared to have the Lord enter into his house. He was very content. He wanted to see Jesus. He had the right intention in mind. But he was super content to just climb up into the tree and to see him from afar. That reasonable distance, and certainly it took quite a bit of effort, rather short, gravitationally challenged, to get up there, was quite a feat for him in the first place. But that's not where the Lord wanted him. The Lord wanted him down on the ground, having that eye-to-eye, face-to-face look at him. And he says, hurry down here, because not only do I want to look at you, but I'm coming over your house tonight. And at that moment, the technical term for that is an oh crap moment. Because Zacchaeus, you know, I was fine in the tree. But to go to my house, Jesus, well, you know, I had a party there last night, got a pile of money from all the people I swindled in the other room. I got my little person Zacchaeus underwear drying out on the radiator. It's just not the right time. It's just not. But instead, that's precisely where the Lord wants him. Because in Zacchaeus, he's trying to undo that posture of distance that is weeded through and through the human heart because of original sin. Because we, as fallen people, that's what we like to do. We like to hide from God in trees. Adam did it. After Adam sinned, you know, he crouched down behind a tree with his wife. And Jesus, who was there in the garden, God, who was walking with them in the cool of the day, called, Adam, where are you? Come out from behind your tree so we can walk together shoulder to shoulder as we were once co-workers in the vineyard of creation. Calling Adam out when he preferred to be there crouched down, hiding, far from God, at a safe distance. And even Zacchaeus, who wanted some sort of relationship with Jesus, but Jesus, I want you to come close, but don't you dare touch me. You stay at your distance and I'll stay at mine. Stay out of my house. Stay out of my life. Stay out of my bedroom. I just want a good glimpse of you for this moment so I can check it off on my bucket list. Done. That's not the kind. If we contrast Zacchaeus with the figure of Simeon, I think that's a real fine comparison, because Simeon represents for us in the presentation of the Lord's entrance into the temple, which we celebrated yesterday, and we're continuing the party in the post-feast today. He represents everything that was in the old man. In fact, he looks strikingly similar to this Adam. Look how Adam looks like that old man, because that's how Paul talks about Adam. He's that old man, and we need to put on the new man that is Christ. But even this old man, when Jesus walks into his house, into the temple, he does the most extraordinary thing, something more extraordinary than Zacchaeus jumping in the tree. This old man hastens to him, stretches out his arms, and picks up the newborn, Jesus, and delights in him, sings a song, praises him like he's a 16-year-old boy again with his first car and his first tape deck playing whatever song it was, amps to 11. That Simeon is born anew. He's the old man no longer. He's born anew in Christ. And in fact, we heard in Matins yesterday that upon seeing this, we hear in the Canticle of St. Simeon every night of Vespers, "Now you may dismiss your servant, O Lord." Well, Matins goes one step further because, "Dismiss me," says Simeon, "so that I can go tell Adam that we finally have somebody who's going to save you." But he's only going to be able to save us if you stretch out and receive him into your arms that intimately. So, I think I've been reflecting on this, and I spoke about it a little bit, that I think St. Mary's like second patronal feast right now is the presentation of the Lord in the temple. And I'll tell you why. If you're younger than 40 years old, please stand up. That's a lot of people, proportionately. That's a lot. If you look at proportions, like, we're doing okay. There are babies crying, and there's people coming into the church, and there's baptisms, and there's weddings. Sit down, I'm done. Thank you. Proportionally, we're doing okay. Not only we're doing okay, it seems as though this young vitality is being thrown into this church, and we have to be ready to catch it, like Simeon's. We have to be ready to let it catch on in our lives, which is why these young people, they're not singing for you. They're singing so as to inspire greater song in you. That's why these young people who were at Vespers on Friday night at 7 p.m. and were at Matins bright and early in the morning at 7:30 and 8:30 respectively on Saturday, they're getting caught up in this newness that is Christ in giving that to you, so that your eyes can see the salvation prepared, the light of revelation to the Gentiles. Funny how both these gospel pericopes end with salvation coming. To Zacchaeus, the salvation has come to this house, to this child of Abraham, representing the old covenant. But Simeon's song says that this newness, this light of revelation is for the Gentiles. It's for all people. And so with that, we have to ask ourselves, with all of this newness that's been going on this year, what has our posture been spiritually? Has it been that of Zacchaeus standing up in the tree, cross-armed, wanting Jesus at a safe distance, keep it on my Sunday, but nothing else, keep it in the church, but don't let it affect how I live my life, how I spend my money, how I spend my time, how I engage in relationships outside of this church? Or is it going to be that of Simeon? I'm going to reach out and grab this newness and let it turn me into that new man once more. And let it turn me into that new person that will transform not only who I am, but everybody I meet. Because that kind of energy and that kind of song and that kind of continuous liturgy around the true God is certainly contagious. And so it can turn us from the Zacchaeus of before to the generous giver that Zacchaeus became. It can transform us from the crinkled, weak-kneed, feebled old man Simeon to the exuberant, newly alive, ready to proclaim who this Jesus is in song after the encounter with him in the temple. You can choose what character you want to be, but in doing that, you're going to choose your own ending as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.